look what the cat dragged in. Hi guys, it's Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. I know I've been gone. Truly, I don't know if I can trust that this episode is going to make it out because I actually have recorded an episode or two in the time that I've been gone and none of them have made it out. To be fair, part of it is the fact that I somehow managed to log myself out of my account that I post my podcast on, and I don't actually know the password. Couldn't figure it out, and I just haven't found the motivation to actually try and figure it out because I know it's a simple fix, but I haven't done it. And so that's honestly part of the reason, because there have been moments where I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, I also haven't been editing any of these podcast episodes, so that's a big part of it. But there have been moments where I'm like, oh, let me just check my stuff, my analytics, whatever. And then I'm like, oh wait, I don't know how to log in. And then I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll figure that out later. And then I don't come back to it. So I don't know if I will be making it back ever. To be honest, I've had really no motivation to do this. And that's it. That's the story. I haven't really had any motivation to do this. So anyways, we are here now. And I guess we'll just quickly catch up. And I say quickly because I'm not totally sure what the vibe is, but I think my parents are coming back soon. This is the first morning in ever where I've been completely alone, which was nice. Doesn't actually feel that much different. I guess the difference is that my mom isn't telling me about something or the other while I'm trying to have my green tea and reading time. But anyways, this time around, usually I go to treatment with my mom, but my dad went with her and I don't think she was supposed to get treatment because her treatment actually stopped working and they don't have any more treatments for her. But if she was gone for a really long time, she was we'll be back pretty soon after. And their appointment was really early and I woke up at 10. So I was like, surely they'll already be back, but no. And I think they might be. I checked her location. They're on the road, which means she's done now, but I have a feeling she's probably gonna go grab lunch first because she was, yep, okay, she's at this specific spot that she really likes and she was talking about it yesterday. She was like, oh, it's probably gonna be too early, they're probably not gonna be open, but now obviously they're open because it's lunchtime. And I told her she needs to bring me back this drink that they have, so I'm hoping she remembers that because it's so good. Okay, anyway, so a little bit about me. I've been busy. That's the story of my life. What have I been busy with? Well, a lot of things, I guess. I guess the best way to describe it, just in a little statement, is I've been busy living life, truly living it, not I'm going through the motions. It's just, that's life. No, enjoying life. When was the last time we talked and what did we talk about? I think the last time we talked, I was still kind of in that I'm so ready to leave and I'm so ready to move on and I'm just waiting for something to happen and I'm hoping something happens soon and please just let this thing work out. And what happened at the middle end of January is I finally had this breakthrough, which I talked about on TikTok, where my whole mindset shifted and I was in order, it's time to feel fulfilled right where I'm at instead of waiting until something changes. I need to stop living in the future because I have done this my entire life. I have always lived in the future. I've always lived for when things get better or in my mind when I think things get better. And I've continued to do this throughout my early adulthood. And the problem with that is that you don't ever learn how to find true fulfillment in the life that you're living, and you're always waiting for something better to come along, and that just is not good. It's not a good mindset to have. It's not a healthy mindset to have, because then you can't enjoy your life. And I did realize that I was always someone, people are like, you need to live in the present, and I always realized I was someone who lived in the future, and I liked that. It was comfortable in a way. It's like escapism, I was escaping my current life and thinking about the future, oh, when this happens. And part of it, I was like, oh, I'm just, delusionally thinking about what's gonna happen, and yeah, I feel like it's going to happen, but things don't always happen in the timeline or on the timeline that you want them to. And it's not that it isn't gonna happen, it's just you don't know when. And yes, you can decide to entirely change your situation, but sometimes there are going to be periods where your life just looks so stagnant and it doesn't really seem like anything's changing anytime soon. And if you can't be okay with that, that's going to cause problems in your life. And for me, I think it was really just like, I continuously found myself, even though I was like, I know I live this beautiful life, I'm so privileged, like I should really be enjoying this, you know, not so many people like get this time in their life. And like one day, you know, my life will look so different and I'll probably look back and miss these days. And yet I feel like I cannot cherish them. And I feel like I, as much as I realize that I have such a great life and like I do enjoy my life, there is still this feeling of dissatisfaction. And that's not great, because I want to just like love my life where I'm at, because I'm like, this is so good. Like, this is so good. Okay. It doesn't like, this is so good. Why can't I be fully satisfied with it? And in January, I finally had, I think it was like with the whole like, okay, new year and my life is still the same, it's time to get serious about this. And so I did. And I had this whole switch. It was just, it was kind of like a automatic thing. It wasn't like I was, I mean, I think at first it was like, okay, I need to learn how to accept where I'm at. No changing anything. I need to accept this. And at first I was like, that's going to be so difficult. I don't actually think I'm capable of doing that. But then I kind of just eased into it. And all of a sudden my mindset had completely shifted. And I feel like since then I've been quite satisfied. Obviously, you know, my mind, I'm quite the overthinker. My mind goes into certain places sometimes, not necessarily like it's different stuff now. But for the most part, I feel like I've been really good. And especially I feel like over the past week or two, my mind has really been at bay. Like there's, or like even 3 weeks now, I don't know. Just like, I was struggling a little bit at the beginning of February, just because of my mom and like everything happening there. And I was really thinking like, oh, it would be so nice to have someone in my life that could like take care of me as I'm taking care of my mom. Like I miss that comfort. And it did have me sort of missing a past situation that I was really not too thrilled to be missing. So I think I was going through that like discourse of, I don't want to be thinking about that. And yet it keeps popping up and I don't know what to do. And it's really like, I don't know, like there was a part of me that just so badly wanted to reach out, but I was like, I don't want to be the one reaching out. I want them to reach out. But then I was like, they're never going to do that. And I feel, I don't know, I was just going through it. Okay. I was going through it with that, but that then subsided and now we're really good. I also, I think, I don't know if I ever, I don't think I ever mentioned this on here. I had a breakthrough moment thanks to therapy. Also like in the middle of January with the whole like past stuff where I don't know, something finally clicked in my mind where I was like, oh my gosh, that was my first time experiencing something like that. And of course I didn't know what I was doing. Like I was such a newbie to it. I can't be upset at myself that I didn't know better or that I didn't walk away sooner or I didn't act more appropriately or I wasn't more in control of myself, because I just didn't know. And it wasn't until I walked away that I could reflect back and say, oh, okay, this is like, so it's like, yes, I know what I know now, but I didn't know that back then. And I can't be upset at myself for not knowing that. And that released this huge burden off of my shoulders. Like all of a sudden I felt free, and I haven't felt that since all of that went down, and it felt so good. But then it was like, it all came back when my mom's stuff was happening, or like when she started chemo and I was just kind of like really going through it myself. And then finally we've been good. And it's kind of amazing how it's amazing how little that person can live in your mind when you finally let go. And it's insane how long it took, but at least I got there, because I was also convinced that that person was going to live in my mind every single day for the rest of my life. So yeah. Anyways, so there was that. So lots of breakthroughs, actually. We've had a lot of breakthroughs. And then I started making new friends in January too. And these two friends, I met two. Well, I think I met a couple of other people in the process too, but two of them I started hanging out with more regularly. And I would say that they're like my closest friends. And by closest, I mean, it's just like we spend the most time together. One of them, we do so much, like we see each other. It's amazing, because like, this is also the first time in my life where I feel like I have active friendships where people are down to do whatever, and we're in such a similar boat and we have that freedom and time. And I know that's not always going to be like that, but I feel grateful for that, because every time I see them, they're like, oh, like if you ever want to do something, like I literally have the time to do it. We could literally like pick up and go to a new state or country or something like that. And I've never experienced that in my life. So this is really cool. So I try and see them at least like once a week. 2 days ago, I hung out with one of them. We went to a cafe together to get work done. And then we had lunch. On the day before, I went to this like open studios event at this art residency program here in Miami, or like art residency in Miami with one of them. And it was like such a random thing. I found it. I was like, oh my God, do you want to go to this? She was like totally down. She's always down for everything, which is so nice. And we did that. So I've been doing really cool things. So a big thing that I've been doing is just like experiencing things in Miami. And I feel like I've really been like setting my foot down in Miami and being like, okay, these are the cool places to go to. These are cool experiences that I'm having or trying. Like I've had like a bucket list that I've been going through, and it's just been a good time. And it's funny because, you know, when I first set out on this, I thought like, oh, I probably will still do a lot of these things by myself. And I actually haven't had like a solo date in such a long time. I do miss it a little bit. It was funny. I had planned one last week, I believe. I was like, okay, I'm going to go do this. I wanted to do this one thing for months now. And I was like, okay, it's finally time. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it as a solo date. I'm so excited. I haven't done a solo date in such a long time. And my dad dropped me off. And as he was dropping me off, he was like, you know what? I think I'm going to come in too. And I was like, okay, slay. And like, it was a good time. Like I really enjoyed spending it, but it was so funny. The other day, my sister was like, this is like full circle for their Lonely Girl Diary, because you're not lonely anymore. And I was like, okay, that's funny, because I feel like I haven't been lonely in a really long time. But it's true, like there's so much in my life, I don't know, like there's so much love and like friendship, and I just feel like I'm in a really good place with that. So that's been really nice. Cool things I've done: I went to the Museum of Ice Cream in Miami. I went to this tea speakeasy with one of my friends, kind of random. And then we went to a laser show at the Science Museum here after that. What else? I went to a vinyl DJ or listening bar. I've never been to something like that before. Apparently it's actually quite popular. It's also quite popular in Miami. Had never heard of this before, but I went with a different friend. I've been doing a lot. So it's like, why am I blanking now? So yeah, I also recently took on the mission of cooking for my mom. It's going to be a series on TikTok called Cooking for My Cancer Baddie. I'm not the best cook. Okay. I think that there's a lot to refine and learn. I can cook. It's not that I can't cook. I have like set dishes that I'm really, really good at and will always turn out good. It's like vodka pasta, salmon with some kind of greens. I have like a kale apple salad that I really like making, which is always good. And there's probably some other things, but these are kind of like the top three things that I'm really, really good at making and can just like make off of the top of my head. But when it comes to like venturing outside of that, oh, Brussels sprouts is another one, but that's like part of the greens. When it comes to venturing outside of that, I'm not very good with that. And I always find that it's very hit or miss for me. Like sometimes I'll try a recipe and I'm like, okay, this was pretty good. And then I'll sometimes try a recipe and I'm like, what did I do wrong? Like I followed the instructions. I feel like this is supposed to taste good, but I didn't think that it tasted good. So I don't know what's going on here. So anyways, this has been a challenge, but it's also been something to kind of dedicate my time to, which has felt good. Oh, I also stopped applying to jobs. Fun fact. And instead, I started applying to museum internships. Actually, it had been like a month, less than a month. I'd had a couple weeks where I hadn't applied to anything. And then I somehow realized like, oh wait, museum internships in the summer have their applications open right now. And I maybe should apply to that. Like, I don't know. I feel like maybe I have a chance, or maybe I don't, but maybe I should at least apply. So I have been applying to those. I think I've applied to 6 or 7 at this point, or at least like 6 or 7 places. And I probably have another 5 or 6 applications for the rest of the month. So like one of them is due in a couple of days and I have actually yet to send it in, but luckily I don't need to make any new material. I just have to pull material for it. So just need to like throw that out there. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been working on. So I haven't been applying to jobs. So basically what happened is I applied to this job at the beginning of February. And this was one of those jobs where it's like, either I get this or I don't, obviously, but in the sense of like, if I don't get this, the chances of me getting something else feel incredibly low. I don't know if that makes sense. Like I came across this job listing right as it opened. It was so niche, not the listing, but the whole thing was so niche. It was at this teeny tiny art museum in Miami that I don't think too many people know about. This listing was not posted anywhere else. Like I looked at all the kind of job boards where it might have been, nowhere else but its own website. So you would have had to be looking for it. I just happened to be looking for employment opportunities at this museum. It was here in Miami. It was a marketing manager position. So like the one thing where I was like, okay, this might be my downfall is that it was asking for 3 to 5 years of experience. I was like, technically I have like 3 with the internships and stuff like that, but I don't know if they'll count that. But I had, when it said like, oh, this is what we want, or like, this is what the job entails, I had done everything essentially. Like I had experience with pretty much everything on there. And the thing is, it was part-time. And I was like, what is the likelihood that someone 3 to 5 years into their career will take a part-time position? Right? Like, I don't know. And I also was like, how many people are actually applying to this? Like, how many? So I poured my heart and soul into it. Like, I quite literally did everything I could think of doing to kind of demonstrate interest in this, from the application to, I literally like went in that week after I sent in my application. I talked to someone there who I actually knew from way back when. I didn't realize that at first, but we then realized we had a connection. Like I did so much. I did so much. And I thought, okay, I'm laying it all out on the table. It's this or nothing. And month goes by, I hear nothing back. And I'm starting to think, maybe I should reach out. Also, it went through a hiring firm, which I was not thrilled about. But anyways, a month goes by, I hear nothing. I'm like, maybe I should reach out to that person that I sent my application to and just see if there's a follow-up. I would have loved at least an interview. Like, I feel like, truly, I feel like I should have at least gotten an interview, but whatever. I finally reach out this past week, I think, and I was just like, hi, I wanted to follow up and see if there are any updates on the application. And I got an email yesterday and they said, hi, sorry, like this, whatever. Point is, they told me that they ended up going with an internal promotion. And I was like, cool, cool. So I didn't even get like a chance. And yeah, basically after I applied to that job, I was like, I think I might have applied to like 1 or 2 other jobs. It's not that I don't think I applied. I think I applied to some other things too that weren't internships. But after that, I was like when I got that yesterday, I was like, okay, see, I haven't really been applying to jobs and this isn't making me feel any desire to apply to more. I'll do these internship applications. Who knows? I've done this before. I did like the museum internship applications in the fall. Never heard back from any. This time around, I'm definitely applying to a lot more. Like last time, it was all New York-based museums, which I feel like are a little harder to get into. Or not a little, probably a lot harder. So I've been applying. I haven't heard back from any of them yet, but also I assume that they're like, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, whether they're doing anything, whether I'll be considered for anything, whether I'll even get an interview. I'm not really, I want to be optimistic about something like this, but I think just with how everything's gone, I'm not. So instead, I am fully committed to my role as a stay-at-home daughter and also, I guess, content creation. That's just where I've been pouring myself into, even though that hasn't exactly been going the way that I've wanted it to go either. You know, it's obviously like, oh, it'd be nice if in the process I'm also like developing this, but it doesn't really feel like it's really getting developed. It feels like, well, it was funny because there's a cycle that happens. I've experienced a cycle where it's like every 3 months I have a video blow up. Amazing. I gain like some new followers, like maybe 1,000 new followers plus, which is cool. And then I have to go through the lull of the next 3 months of nothing, where like nothing's doing even remotely well. And I actually just had a video do well. It's, I think, at 2.1 million views, which it was really unexpected. Although, was it? I don't know. But I was like, oh, we're just gonna make this. It was such a random TikTok too. It was like, I did it with my sister. I was like, we're gonna make this for fun. Like, haha. And then for some reason it took off. And it also took off on Instagram Reels. So yay. Didn't take off on YouTube though. I like put it on Instagram. I was like, wow, okay, it's doing well on here too. I was like, maybe I should also throw it onto YouTube Shorts. That one flopped majorly. Anyways, point is, at the beginning of February, some things you missed. The beginning of February, I signed with an influencer agency. They had come to me. It's a boutique agency. It's just one girl who is my manager. And she was like, I don't know how she found me or why she decided to go for me, but it was like, oh, like I'd love to represent you if you want to talk. And when everything got laid out on the table and I was looking at it, I was like, okay, this feels pretty low risk and possibly high reward. I think it's worth it. Like I was like, she can offer me something that I wasn't doing myself and probably never was going to do myself, because the main role of your agent is they pitch you to brands and try and get you brand deals. And that's also how they get paid. So like there's that. when we first started, she had mentioned like, oh, I usually do like a 3-month trial. So I was like, let's just start with that. But I have been in this constant state of fear that she's going to drop me at any given moment, because I feel like, I don't know, but I feel like when she took me on, there was probably some hope that I was going to be like, become like a big thing. I don't know, like be one of those creators that sort of like blows up and then it's totally worth it, because then brands like are interested in working with me and all that. But that's not been my track record. And, you know, she's been very nice about it. She's like, well, like creators have different tracks and like they blow up at random or like, well, like that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I know, but for the first month of working with her, I did not go up. Like my follower count did not go up whatsoever. And I've never been so stagnant. And I was like, wow, this is brutal. And obviously now like I've had a little bit of a jump, which is nice, but it's not like a massive jump. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think this is what you were expecting from me. This is also, I think another thing is like when that happened, when she came to me, I thought, oh, like it wasn't like this is going to be my big break, but I was like, okay, it feels like things are starting to actually move forward in this direction. And I'm, you know, it's a little bit like putting your eggs in one basket. It wasn't like I was deliberately trying to do that. I was like, I'm only doing this. Like I'm aware that I need balance because I've done this before and I've realized like, oh no, you can't put your eggs in one basket. But I think I was starting, you know, I was feeling discouraged about the job stuff. And then this came around and I thought, okay, maybe this is it. Like maybe this actually could go somewhere. And anyways, point is, I do really like her. She's been really helpful. It's nice, like being able to have like a second opinion on stuff. And it's not just me like, okay, should I post this? Should I not post this? Or like, what content should I make? And I can run things by her and she'll give me her opinion. And obviously she's seen, like she's worked with other creators before and she's been doing this for a while. So like, she kind of has a better idea as to like, how do you grab people's attention? Or like, what should you do with this? Or like, you know, that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm just like, I'm so sorry. This is not going as planned, or not planned, and no one planned anything. I didn't plan anything. It wasn't like I was like, okay, now I'm going to be a star. But obviously, you know, in the back of my mind, I keep hoping that I'm going to have a star moment and it's finally going to all happen for me. And when it's not, I'm like, oh, okay, this is not going as planned. And will it ever go as planned? I don't know. Anyways, oh, I'm at 18.1. Okay, how fun. I'm like, it would be nice if I could just get to like 20. I would feel a little better if I got to like 20K. But yeah, it's okay. Besides that, yeah, I've just kind of been dedicated to the whole stay-at-home daughter thing. And obviously, I mean, day to day, what am I doing? Cooking for my mom, you know, some household stuff, or if someone needs me for something, I'm there. Hanging out with friends, you know, I try to get out of the house at least a couple of times a week because I'm not very good at just staying home. I lose my sanity a little bit when I do that. What else? Obviously, I've been applying to museum internships. It's definitely something I've been working on. I make my videos. I think of new video ideas. I'm thinking of getting into skits. So for some reason, have been really feeling the urge to get into skits, except it's funny because I had started making some and I showed one to my dad yesterday and he was like, this is not that funny. Like, you need to add more humor. And I was like, maybe I'm just not a funny person. To be fair, that one was kind of filmed on a whim. Like, I didn't use a script. So I feel like I have to start scripting it. So I'm starting to work on scripts. Also, who knows if I'm ever going to get around to this, but whatever. Nice thing is, though, this coming week, I am going to be not home alone, but technically home alone, because not the entire week. I don't know how long my parents are going to be gone. But like I said, my mom doesn't have any treatments available to her anymore where we live. So she has to go to a different state and is potentially going to be put on a clinical trial. We don't really know what's going on with that. But point is, my mom and dad are going to be gone for a couple of days, maybe 2-3 days. So that's 2-3 days that I will primarily be home alone because my sister will be at school. So I need to take advantage of that for filming and stuff like that. So I think I'll do all like the skit content. I'm honestly thinking of starting to become my parents, like skit wise. You know, like Superwoman on YouTube, how she used to like mimic her parents. I was like, that would be kind of funny. But then I realized I can't do accents. Like I can maybe mimic my mom's accent. I cannot do an Indian accent to save my life. So I feel like it would just look odd. But I also think it would be kind of funny to sometimes just like show my parents through myself, obviously not actually show them. But I think I'm going to focus more on just like other stuff first, and then I can always come back to that. Also, I was actually hoping on traveling soon, but that is right now on the back burner because we're waiting to see what happens with my mom. Because obviously, you know, I don't know like what could happen. I'm not totally sure. It's funny because I had therapy yesterday and my therapist was like, so like what might happen? Like what do you think is going to happen? I was like, I don't know. I'm confused. You know, this is all so new and different. And this is like the first time we're experiencing something like that. So it's hard to say what the outcome is going to be. You know, like who knows? Maybe I have to move to a different state to take care of my mom because she has to be there long term. Like, I'm not sure. I don't even know if that could be a possibility or not, or whether I just like made that up in my head. I have no clue. I don't know what's going to happen. But obviously, you know, it's funny because in the past, my parents were always like, don't feel like you need to stay. Go if you want to go. We will be okay. But this time around, when I brought it up to my mom, I was like, look, I really want to travel in April. She was like, can you just wait until we find out what happens? Because, you know, we don't know. And I realized, okay, now the narrative has switched a little where it's like my role as a caregiver has become a bigger thing. I think also once my mom started chemo, I started to really feel like, okay, I feel like I've taken on the role of a caregiver. And I'd never felt that before. Like I would have never considered myself a caregiver before. But now I don't like to necessarily consider myself that because it's like my mom, I'm just taking care of her. But in theory, I am a caregiver. Like if you look up the definition, that's what I'm doing. So yeah, I think a little part of my life is dependent on what's going on with my mom from now, and we'll see. But if not, then hopefully I'll be able to do some traveling because I really would like to. But I think I'm also like, again, I'm so good with where I'm at. You know, I take my dance classes a couple times a week. I go out with friends and we go do cool things. We have long lists of things we want to do. So if I need to stay, I know I will be okay. That rhymed. I know I'll be okay. And I know I'll be able to have a good time here too and have some balance. But I don't know. I think I started thinking about travel in my head. And then I was like, okay, like it's time. And now I'm not totally sure whether that'll actually happen or not. So TBD on that one. But know for a fact that if I do get to travel, lots of content on that. And obviously my hope is always that I can become a travel content creator, but I'm about to go into a lull. So I don't know about that one. And yeah, that's kind of the life updates. That's where I've been at. But I have been pretty good. I don't know if I'm going to be coming back on here regularly. Oh, another thing I forgot to mention was in the middle of February, I had like a whole crisis where I felt so exhausted and drained and just like mentally exhausted, mentally drained. And I hit sort of breaking point. And so I think that was when I realized I need to take a step back from trying to do everything because I was trying to do so much at the time. And I really thought like, oh, I'm going to be able to do it. You know, and it was also like, I was really dealing with my mom's stuff and that was like taking me out emotionally too. I wasn't expecting that, but it really did. Like it was difficult and I had to take a step back and I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do all of this. Like I need to let myself breathe. I need to let myself be where I'm at and not try and do everything and work towards something all the time. And I feel like I haven't completely come off of that. Like I've very much stuck in this, I need a break mentality. I need to not put so much on my plate. That's probably a good thing. Okay, because I think I would crash out majorly if I kept trying to shove things down my throat and be like, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, even though you have already so much going on. And every time, like, you know, when I talk to my therapist, she's like, well, you're trying to do so much and you're also dealing with this big, massive thing. Let's think about that for a moment. And I'm like, oh, right. I forgot that this is something that could affect me mentally and emotionally and that it might actually take quite a bit of my energy. Wow, who would have thought? Who would have thought? I didn't think, clearly. So yeah, I've been putting a couple of things on my plate that are manageable, but I've let myself sort of be and I've listened to what I need instead of trying to fight that and do everything. So yeah, it's weird being overly ambitious and taking everything off my not taking everything, but taking a lot off my plate and not trying to do so much. But also now I've finally gotten to a point where I'm like, this feels good. This feels actually really good. Actually kind of really nice to have your head empty a little bit and not be like, I have to do this. I have to start a business. I have to start this new thing. I have to blow up on TikTok and I also have to get a job and I have to take care of my mom and I have to make sure everyone is fed. And it's just so much. So Anyways, that's kind of me and what I've been up to. And I don't know where the day will take me. Probably gonna be a chill day because, yeah, chill day. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. And I will see you guys in my episode next week. Bye. Love you all.